with Theater Talk on WBFO. I'm Mark Scott, sitting in for Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
You got a chance to see Hamlet, the first show of the season, at Shakespeare in Delaware Park.
Isn't Delaware Park just so delightful, Shakespeare in Delaware Park? And at a certain point, the quality of the productions is immaterial. Buffalonians just love going out there to Shakespeare Hill with a blanket and a bottle of wine and a picnic and or not, and, or a dog and children and their cell phone, and watch Shakespeare. And happily, this is also a fairly nice production that I thought, particularly in the second act, there's some very beautiful work. Even in some of the minor parts, I thought that Adam Yellen and Anthony Alcocer as Rosencrantz and Guildenstern make something very special of it. I always adore Lisa Vitrano, who is luscious as Gertrude, dies beautifully. Actually, everybody dies beautifully. Tim Newell, who is such a popular actor at Shakespeare in Delaware Park as Claudius. And coming back, Sean Sheely doing a credible job of Hamlet. It's a delight. And such a, well, I won't be the first to observe that that is a very good play.
It's so interesting. Rebecca Elkin, I saw her as a child or a student actress at Amherst High School. My son performed in the band for her presentations. We're talking 10 years ago, and now she's on stage.
She's Ophelia. She's Ophelia. She gets to do a mad scene. Yeah, I'm afraid I have to admit that I saw her as a baby on that hill. Yes, and in the great tradition of the theater, talk about second generations. Rebecca, whose father, Saul Elkin, directed this handsome production of Hamlet.
Now, as a serious theater goer, does it bother you when people there are just out for an evening in the summer twilight or...
No, that does not bother me. At Stratford, I would be annoyed, but this is a different sort of Buffalo tradition. It's free, it's outdoors, it's totally accessible, and that's part of the pleasure of Shakespeare in Delaware Park. If people do cross a line, you know, allowing a dog to run through the crowd, that is just rude anywhere. No, it does not bother me that people go there to enjoy our beautiful park and to enjoy Shakespeare in Delaware Park.
Another summer tradition, this one in Southern Ontario, the Shaw Festival. You wrote about it in Art Voice.
Yes, that poor Wade Bogart O'Brien having to go through life looking like that, you know. I interviewed the juvenile lead, Wade Bogart O'Brien. I've been calling him the Ginger George Clooney. He's in Major Barbara, and he's also in Our Betters. And he had done Marchbanks in Canada a couple of years ago, one of the rising stars of the Shaw Festival. Boy, Ontario is one of the great things about Buffalo, isn't it? Proximity to that exquisite festival where, honestly, some of the greatest classical actors in the English-speaking world do not take Shaw for granted. It's so close. And honestly, the best in the world.
From north of Buffalo to south of Buffalo, the Chautauqua Institution, I had a chance to talk with theater director Vivian Benesch for my Chautauqua preview on Monday, so I'm somewhat familiar with the first production, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
Tonight, yes. And what did Vivian have to say?
She loves it. Of course, she would.
Yeah,
good cast, and Harris Yulin starring in it, and a familiar name from TV and movies.
Candy Buckley, familiar from Broadway, off-Broadway, as Big Mama. I love their seasons. They are so eclectic. You get in a single season the American classic Cat in a Hot Tin Roof, a new Pulitzer Prize-winning play, Clybourne Park. You get Comedy of Errors, a Shakespeare comedy, and then the big Romeo and Juliet project, a huge, sprawling, experimental type thing. I love Chautauqua, where people, not unlike the Shaw or Delaware Park, like to think, and it's closer than you realize.
And I love Vivienne. She's so just a bundle of energy. I love talking to her.
And a fantastic actress. I love it when she's on the stage. She is a marvelously creative and wonderful leader for that company.
Back in Buffalo, Subversive Theater presenting its Subversive Shorts 2013.
And I think we have through the first week of July to catch up with those. That should be a great deal of fun. But this is, I believe, the final weekend for A Life, the Hugh Leonard play at the Irish Classical Theater Company, which I thought the young actors were especially strong, which is encouraging to see, but it's also a chance to see beloved Vincent O'Neill and Josephine Hogan. And not for nothing, Jerry Mahar and Colleen Gaughan, they're damn good.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Mark Scott.
And I'm Anthony Chase.